This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A top aide to Ukraine's president tells the Associated Press Russia has changed its strike tactics, employing decoys, missiles, and balloons in an effort to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense system. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak maintains Ukraine's air defenses are adapting, and he says Russia is facing missile exhaustion, the waves of missiles it's fired since October depleting supplies. Moscow has not acknowledged such problems, but Britain's defense ministry backs up the assessment. Podolyak also renewed Ukraine's appeal for long-range missiles to strike Russian troop concentrations far behind the front lines, and he reiterated Ukraine's need for ammunition, saying we just don't have enough shells. Podolyak says a drawn-out war favors Russia, not least because its population is more than three times that of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Joe Biden said Thursday that the U.S. is developing sharper rules to track, monitor, and potentially shoot down unknown aerial objects following 3 weeks of high-stakes drama sparked by the discovery of a suspected Chinese spy balloon moving over much of the country.
I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars,
While not expressing regret for downing three still unidentified objects, Biden said he hoped the new rules would help distinguish between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. The downing of the Chinese surveillance craft was the first known peacetime shootdown of an unauthorized object in U.S. airspace. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Senegal forcibly removed a top opposition leader from a vehicle Thursday, marking the latest unrest surrounding his likely challenge to the ruling party in elections next year. Ousmane Sonko was detained for a time after he appeared in a Dakar court in connection to a libel case against him. Sonko's supporters saw the incident as the latest attempt to cut short his political career, including his likely run for president in 2024. Sonko has called President Macky Sall to say publicly that he won't seek a third term next year. Serbia's police on Thursday arrested five men on suspicion of calling for the violent overthrow of the Balkan country's president during a protest a day earlier and of arms possession. The arrested men, some with alleged links to Russia's private military Wagner group, took part in the protest Wednesday evening of far-right pro-Russian groups demanding that populist Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić rejects a Western plan on normalizing ties with Serbia's breakaway Kosovo province. AP correspondent Norman Hall is reporting the state of Kentucky's highest court has allowed a near-total abortion ban to remain in effect, but has left the door open to continued legal debate.
The Kentucky Supreme Court has refused to halt the state ban that has largely been in place since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The court was weighing challenges to the ban and a separate one that outlaws abortion after the sixth week of pregnancy. The court sent a challenge to the more restrictive ban back to a lower court for further consideration of constitutional issues. The justices ruled on narrow legal issues. They left unanswered the larger constitutional questions about whether access to abortion should be legal in the Bluegrass State. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden hosted screening of a film about the lynching of Emmett Till. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story as well.
Screened in the East Room of the White House, Till is a new drama about the 1955 lynching of Emmett Till, who was brutally killed after a white woman said the black 14-year-old had made improper advances toward her. In brief remarks before the screening, Biden said history matters and that healing and justice come only with truth. Biden also said hate never goes away and can only be stopped when condemned by the entire country. Some cast members and relatives of Till were present. So were students, civil rights leaders, historians, and families of victims of hate-fueled violence. Norman Hall, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.